escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Graybar Sports Open Line on a Tuesday night. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly. Are you buying or are you selling? That's going to be the dominant question for the Cardinals over the next 2.5 weeks before the trade deadline at the end of the month. Are you a buyer? Are you a seller? The Cardinals were trending surprisingly maybe toward buyer status, a little bit of a swoon going into the All-Star break. Now maybe that status has changed. Are you unsure? If you were John Mozeliak, would you be waiting still another 7, 10, 14 days to try to make your decision on some of these guys? You know, most high profile would be Ryan Helsley and to a lesser degree Phil Maton at the back end of the Cardinals bullpen on these rental contracts in the sense that they'll be expiring at the end of the year. Where's the mind at on that? And what's contributing to those decisions? We're going to talk to Brad Thompson in just about 10 minutes, the Cardinals analyst on television on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, kind enough to take a few minutes out of his well-deserved All-Star break on this Tuesday evening. We're going to get to your calls and texts and tweets as well. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can call us at 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900 to weigh in on the Cardinals and where they stand going into the break, what you want to see coming out of it, how you're feeling about how the season has gone so far, by any measure, exceeding expectations from what they were coming into this year. And then critically, what is the mindset going into the deadline? This was always going to be the case for the Cardinals. It was always going to be that the first season ended at the end of July. It was always going to be that the Cardinals had to make a decision on what the rest of the year was going to look like by the end of the July. And we all thought, I think, coming into the year, it was more likely than not they would be sellers. Certainly in mid-April, after the start the Cardinals got off to, the feeling was it was a virtual impossibility somebody like Ryan Helsley would be a Cardinal on August 1st. You know, maybe that has changed now. Certainly circumstances have changed considerably since that time. It wouldn't be unreasonable for thought processes to change. At the same time, you can't just throw out the window all the planning that this organization is doing, everything the Cardinals have done to kind of realign, in some ways modernize, in some ways tweak or even overhaul philosophies and try to position themselves for longer term success. That can't just go by the wayside because there are a few games above 500 at the All-Star break. So I think this is the kind of very, very interesting topic where reasonable minds can disagree for a variety of different reasons. And so if you are a reasonable mind, and who among us is not, we invite you to be part of that conversation. 314-436-7900. You can comment on our stream across Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You can tweet us at KMOX Sports, as a number of people have, along with participating in the KMOX Sports poll that we put up on Twitter about an hour and a half ago. 330 people have responded so far. The poll question is, what should the Cardinals do at the trade deadline? And the options are buy, sell, and not sure yet. Right now, 69% of you say sell, only 16% say buy, 15% say not sure yet. Now, that maybe there's a little bit of splitting the vote happening there because we have three options instead of two. The people who are inclined to sell are probably more likely to feel confident about that fact at this time, whereas a lot of people who might lean buy are going to say not sure yet because you don't have to commit to buying right now. You could wait another 10 to 14 days and do your buying right up against the deadline. But still, even if you consolidate those, all the not sure yet people as buys, we're still at 7 out of 10 saying sell, only 3 out of 10 saying buy. That surprises me a little bit. Given the season the Cardinals have had, I wonder if it's reflective of two things. Number one, that Cardinals fans have become, especially Cardinals fans who are online regularly, have become as a monolith sort of more pessimistic now than they were certainly 10 years ago, even maybe as compared to 3 or 4 years ago, because of the results the Cardinals have had, and also because of maybe how they feel the approach has been on a just philosophical level in a systemic way, what they feel has come from the front office and has come from ownership. At the same time, the Cardinals have vastly overperformed, I think, anybody's reasonable expectations for most of this year. Certainly they have since those early season struggles. They've played really, really good and compelling baseball with some young guys to get excited about. Obviously, some of those sell people are also just folks who say this is about building for the future. They're not upset about the Cardinals. They're not taking anything away from how the Cardinals have played this year, but they're not willing to make any substantial subtractions from what might be in 26 or 27 or 28 in order to fuel what would likely be a wild card run, best case scenario, a division title, and a serious uphill battle to the pennant, let alone the World Series, for the Cardinals at this point. This is going to be the theme of the show. We're going to come back to it. We'll also, in the second hour, spend some time talking soccer with both Tom Timmerman and Bill McDermott. But we're going to be coming back to this Cardinals trade deadline discussion, and it's going to be present tomorrow and Thursday as well on Sports Open Line. So if you're still turning your thoughts and your comments over in your mind, you can join us one of those days. But we would love to have you part of the show. 314-436-7900. You can tweet us, as several people have. We'll get to those messages later in the show. You can also listen on the free Odyssey app and use the TalkBack feature to leave us a voice message that can be played on the air. We'll take a break. Brad Thompson of FanDuel Sports Network Midwest joins us on the other side. You're listening to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Graybar Sports Open Line continues. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly, and we are joined now by Brad Thompson. You hear him as the television analyst for the Cardinals on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Brad, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your All-Star break to be with us.
No problem, Nate. Thanks for having me. How you doing, man?
We are doing well here. Kyle Sixta running things in our studio. We are having a great time this evening. Obviously, the Cardinals were able to come from behind to get that win on Sunday and at least go into the All-Star break with a little bit of good vibes, and they needed them after that game stretched on the way it had. What a way to get swept that would have been after the multiple rain delays. But at the same time, obviously not quite as good those vibes around the team as they had been a week or two prior. It's been a little bit of an up and down streaky last few weeks for the Cardinals going into the break. In your mind, what's kind of the state of the union of where the team's at right now?
Well, I think, first of all, a break was much needed for this group. As you could tell coming down the stretch, man, they were just worn out. And you looked at that ball game on Sunday, to your point, 4 hours and 2 minutes of rain delay isn't exactly what you're hoping for as you head out on an All-Star break. But you had guys that just weren't available. Arenado wasn't in the lineup. Newt went to the IL. Gorman's back acted up on him. He wasn't available. Like, they need a little time to rest and recoup. So I think that this All-Star break is coming at the perfect time right now, Nate. But when you look at this ball club, look, I feel like big picture view of it coming from spring training to where we're at, for the Cardinals to be sitting here and they're a game and a half out of the wild card, 6.5 games back in the Central, handful of games over 500. This is a team that I think has overperformed what a lot of people on the outside expected. Internally, as you know, this team had a lot higher expectations for themselves. I feel like they have battled. They have put themselves in the thick of things. And I feel like for the crew that they have, the offseason that they had, and the young guys they've given that, we'll use their term, runway to, I feel like they've done a pretty darn good job of being competitive this year.
So one of the things that we've been talking about is obviously how the Cardinals are going to approach the trade deadline. And it's easy, I think, for those of us in the media who have never been part of a clubhouse at this level to say, well, the Cardinals are building for the future. That's been the thought process always, that this was going to be a transitional year. They have overperformed. They deserve credit for that. It doesn't change the overall organizational direction that's always about multiple years and even 5-year stretches of planning rather than reacting to a particularly good month or bad month. On the other hand, the nature of the transitional year is that it's about giving the runway and developing these younger players. And I wonder if from your experience being in major league clubhouses, if you worry at all organizationally about the message it sends to some of these younger guys, if when they're playing the best baseball that they've experienced at the major league level so far in their careers, the team then sells off some key pieces, even if it's just bullpen guys, sells off some pieces and makes it harder on them to win in August and September, rather than giving them almost a higher quality runway, if you will, where they get some experience of what is August and September baseball like when you've got a lot on the line.
Welcome to the president of baseball operations office, because that's exactly what John Mozeliak and Chaim Bloom and the entire crew is hemming and hawing about right now. And I really do believe that while you're taking care of every scenario in your mind, right? The pieces that if you're going to sell, these are the pieces you're going to sell. If you're going to buy, these are some of the targets you'd think to acquire. If you're going to go somewhere in the middle, here are some of the ways that you could possibly do this. But I really believe for the reason that where the Cardinals are currently, this is going to come down to the wire of the decision making. Like, where is it like on the day, couple days, eve of the trade deadline? Because you bring up a really good point, Nate. Like, you can't go out there and these guys are in the thick of things, they're playing their butts off, and then you go ahead and say, yeah, but we're rebuilding, what you did doesn't matter. Well, that is a blow, right? And that is something that hangs with guys, and then you have that bad taste in your mouth about it, even though your said goal was the future. That doesn't mean you go out there and you acquire the best ace out there, or you go out and get the biggest right-handed bat on the market, which we all know the Cardinals can use some more right-handed thumb. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean you're sacrificing your future for it, but maybe you can find different ways to tweak the roster. But this is going to be the most interesting trade deadline in a long time, and I promise you I didn't think that coming in this year that was going to be the case. But the Cardinals have a few pieces that I'm sure teams are going to look at. You mentioned some bullpen guys. Obviously, Helsley is a guy that teams will look at. Phil Maton is a guy that teams would absolutely look at. Think even what Steven Matz has been able to do on an expiring contract, somebody who's served a pivotal role there, eating up some innings in the middle and being a bridge to the back end of the bullpen. It's a tough, tough decision. I honestly don't have a lean one way or the other right now, Nate, of which direction they're going to go.
Brad Thompson, Cardinals television analyst on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, is with us. You make a good point about how I don't think a lot of us would have expected the trade deadline to have this much intrigue for the Cardinals this year. Not that they weren't going to be involved, but I think we all would have been assuming that at least as far as the expiring contract relievers went, if we talked in March or April, it was much more likely the Cardinals were going to be selling those guys than considering keeping them or even trying to acquire more. In the broad scope of it, though, I always wonder what this couple of weeks must be like in clubhouses, because I would think outside of down the stretch in the season when people are scoreboard watching, this is the time when guys in big league clubhouses are refreshing their phones the most, are just sort of most aware of outside noise in general, especially if you're a guy who could be among those who are moving to another ball club. What do you remember most about how the environment in a clubhouse could change, you know, the week or two leading up to the deadline?
Yeah, it's a great question. You're on hug watch all the time, right? Where everybody's gets that phone call and you're waiting for those hugs goodbye, especially when you know that your team is in a selling position, or even the buyers, because you got to give off good pieces to do it. So it's one where everybody knows, if you're an individual whose name is floating around trade rumors, you know about it. Even if you're trying to keep your head out of it, even if you're trying to stay off of X or Instagram or wherever you're getting your news, somebody's telling you. You got an agent, you got family, you've got friends. Like, there, everybody knows the rumors that are swirling around. And the key part to it is just realizing it's all out of your hands. Like, there's nothing that you can do about it. If you're going to be a piece of one of these deals, the only thing that you can do is continue to set yourself and your team up for success in the next couple weeks leading into it, because it can be mentally draining. Like, the guy's name that probably gets swirled around the most right now for the Cardinals is probably Eric Fetty. And Fetty even talked about it a couple of starts ago, as he's had his struggles for sure down the stretch of him thinking too much. Now, he was talking about thinking about his mechanics and thinking about pitches and pitch shape and just forgetting to just execute that next pitch. But I guarantee you some of this stuff that we're talking about here is in his head too. It's like, man, where am I going to be come August? Like, well, what are the options going to be there for me? Am I going to be a part of the Cardinals, this rotation? Like, that stuff is human nature. So the biggest key is in a clubhouse leaning on each other. Like that's when you have good veterans around and when you have a good clubhouse, and anybody that's been around this Cardinal team and been in this clubhouse, Nate, you know, it's a great group of guys, some really good leadership in that room. I think that's what you have to lean on in times like this, because it can mentally drain you. And if you have a bunch of guys that are mentally drained in the next couple of weeks, I can tell you exactly what the fate looks like at the trade deadline. It's not going to be a fun one.
This last question, it just kind of came to me while you were talking about it, and it's neither here nor there as far as the trade deadline specifically is concerned. I also want to be careful how I ask it, because I don't want to make it sound like you're 100 years old, right? It's been 15 years since you were playing in the major league, so it wasn't all that long ago. But
could have said a handful and some, but you know, 15's fine.
yeah, right. We could say it's been a few. At the same time, even in those years, the ubiquity of social media and just how invasive it is to everybody's life now, everybody's professional existence, it's just a part of almost everyone's day-to-day, has exploded even since 2010. How do you think, if you were playing now, what are you just not on social media at all? Are you trying to just block everything out? Is there a way? I mean, how do you approach that as a player to try to be able to perform mentally and physically at the absolute top level of the sport in the world, while also having this keen awareness of just how many eyes and maybe more importantly, how many Twitter fingers are trained on you at any particular point?
Yeah, look, two things, and I think that's a really good observation. One, ubiquity. Good word. I'm going to get that in on a broadcast soon. Really like that. That's a solid word that you use.
I saw you guys did well on the players' challenge. Speaking of social media, I saw the video of the players giving you guys words to work in, and you guys did quite well.
Snuck them in. Some are harder than others. We had one the other day on Sunday where it was all from social media, all from people. Words were a little bit tougher. Photosynthesis, mm-hmm. Not the easiest to get in, especially when there is zero sun and a four-hour rain delay. Either way. But your question about the social media, man, I have no idea how you hide from things now. Like, even me as a broadcaster, you know, shockingly, not everybody likes you. And it's amazing. I'm a fairly positive person anyhow, and people don't like that when times are not going well. And I will hear about it, whether, you know, they tag me or DM me. Maybe I should close those things up. probably not great for morale most of the time. But it's something now. I don't envy players now with all of the access that fans have. It's a double-edged sword, right? Blessing and a curse, because you can be closer to your fans and you can get your message out. Like, that's the benefit of it, is people can learn who you are. People can learn a little bit more about what makes you tick and what you're into. And it also provides revenue streams for players with different companies. Like, all of those things are really good, but you better be mentally tough if you're going to utilize social media as a tool as a current big league player, because everybody can get to you. All the rumors are there. And not even just trade time, like I'm just talking about. People are going to tell you when you're good. People are going to tell you when you suck. People are going to make up things about you when you know they're not true. Like, it's not easy. And then the idea of, I was always a huge camaraderie guy, right? Like, after a big game or after a big loss, or we're out on the road and it's the first day, like, hey, bullpen, we're going out. We're going to go out to have a drink, and we're going to go have dinner, and we're all going to be together, and we're going to have a good time. Well, now everyone is the paparazzi. So, like, right. You have a guy that goes out and is having a good time with his teammates, which he should be able to do. Every other line of work, you can go out with your people and be good to go. Somebody snaps a picture of you, the next day you go 0-for-4, you give up 2 runs, and all of a sudden, this is a problem. You know what I mean? So it's a tough world that these guys live in, and they navigate it, and I think that there's a reason, that is the reason, that oftentimes on the road, you don't see these guys out, and you don't see the groups collaborating outside. Now, I know they do so inside. They'll have groups together. Some guy will have a suite. Some guy will rent out a place. Like, they'll do their own thing. But you don't get a chance to see it as much. And I hate that for the current player, because I feel like they're missing out on a lot of what it means to be like a real big leaguer and kind of have those connections away from the field.
Does Chip ever get frustrated when you guys are out on the road, how you can't go anywhere together because, you know, just people are taking your picture all the time? He can't have a meal in peace.
Got to be honest. Chip and I are the easiest people to find on the road. We will. Well, first of all, Chip's 7 feet tall. And then you just walk into the hotel. We'll be sitting right there. We'll be having a nice meal at the local restaurant, or maybe a drink at the bar.
Well, Brad, we appreciate your time. Hopefully you can have a nice meal, maybe a drink this evening. Enjoy your All-Star break after these 15 minutes of labor. We appreciate that you worked us in.
No, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me. You guys enjoy your break as well, and we'll get back at it over the weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Brad Thompson from FanDuel Sports Network Midwest joining us here on Graybar Sports Open Line. When we come back, we'll hear from producer Kyle Sixta, Brad Thompson's good friend, about some things going on around the world of baseball, his thoughts on the Home Run Derby, how James Wood completely sold him out from the get-go, his pick to win it, and, does he care about the All-Star game? Do you? No wrong answers. Just talk about it. Graybar Sports Open Line continues after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Graybar Sports Open Line continues on 104.1 FM KMOX across our streaming options on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. and on the free Odyssey app, streaming live and also available in podcast form on demand. The free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can leave us a voice message there. You can call us at 314-436-7900. If you missed the great conversation with Brad Thompson, Cardinals analyst on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, you can go back and hear that at the conclusion of the show as well. Nate Gatter in for Matt Pauly. Producer Kyle Sixta is with me in our downtown studio. He is manning the phone, 314-436-7900, to get in on the conversation about the Cardinals, or later our conversation that will turn to St. Louis City and some of the roster additions coming off their first win in what felt like about 2 years over Portland 2-1 on Sunday, and heading into their match against FC Dallas on Saturday. Tom Timmerman will join us during the second hour around 7:20. He is the city beat writer for the Post-Dispatch. We will also talk to Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer here locally in St. Louis, who will talk about the U.S. men's national team's performance in the Gold Cup, runners-up in the loss to Mexico, how it maybe affects or doesn't affect the outlook for the World Cup on home soil next summer. That's all to come in our second hour here of Graybar Sports Open Line. First, though, Kyle, I want to do a couple of things. The first and most important is to hold you accountable for having told our listeners yesterday that James Wood was the pick in the Home Run Derby. James Wood was not the pick in the Home Run Derby. He finished sixth out of eight in the opening round. He did not qualify for the semifinals, though I should be accountable as well because I did mention the name Jazz Chisholm briefly. I wouldn't say he was my pick, and I later made O'Neill Cruz my official pick. He did pretty well, but I did mention the name Jazz Chisholm, who had one of the worst Home Run Derby performances in modern memory. But the focus is on you and James Wood. What went wrong?
Well, James Wood, he was far from the first place winner in Cal Raleigh, the champion of the Home Run Derby. I think the logic for James Wood was there. I mean, when he hit him, he crushed him. You know, they were long gone. I just don't think he got into that rhythm. And, you know, it is what it is. James Wood, obviously one of the premier power hitters in the game. I just don't think he got into a rhythm. And that's what's a bit unpredictable about the Derby, is it's a lot different than just taking normal swings in a game where it's, you don't know how really durable or how, you know, how good everyone's stamina is in these types of competitions. So it's what makes it tough. And yeah, I do appreciate that you mentioned that you did throw out Jazz as a potential sleeper, and he had a grand total of three yesterday. Not the greatest showing, but no. Yeah, neither was James Wood. Cal Raleigh obviously went on, won the whole thing. O'Neill Cruz hit a 513-foot homer, so I'll give you a little bit of credit for that. He did hit the furthest homer, probably in Home Run Derby history, if I'm being honest. I don't know that for sure, but I imagine it's up there. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that a bit yesterday. But yeah, it was a fun derby, and you know, congrats to Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, congrats to Cal Raleigh. That is definitely one of the takeaways. You know, one of the things that we talked about yesterday is that trying to predict the Home Run Derby is very difficult, in part because you don't know exactly how seriously every guy is going to take it, how they're going to feel about it. And I thought, in general, the whole field like approached it with a certain level of seriousness. At Cal Raleigh, it was obvious that he really wanted to win it, and sometimes that's half the battle for this kind of thing. All-Star game tonight, obviously big-name pitching matchup, to the extent that there is a pitching matchup in the All-Star game when they're both likely to throw only one inning. Tarek Skubal of Detroit will start for the American League. Paul Skeens, despite a 4-8 record to go with his 2.01 earned run average, will start for the National League. The young Pittsburgh Pirates right-hander, who has been so good but also has just one-third wins in his decisions. 4 out of 12 of the decisions he's taken have been wins. We talked about this on a Cardinals pregame and postgame show when he started against the Redbirds a couple of weeks ago, that he is on track right now potentially to have the best earned run average in the history of Major League Baseball for a pitcher with a losing record. And there are various like ways that you can sort of formulate that statistic, and it tweaks the answers a little bit one way or the other. Lowest winning percentage for pitcher with an ERA under 2.5 or whatever. You can flip it around and compare ERAs among pitchers with losing records or winning percentage below 400 or whatever you want. But either way, he's among the leaders in all of those different iterations, and has a chance to become, at least in the live ball era, going back to 1920, the lowest earned run average ever for a pitcher with a win-loss record below 500. But let's talk about the All-Star game sort of in the abstract. Forget about this year in particular. In general, are you somebody who cares about the All-Star game? Do you look forward to it?
Absolutely, I do. I think the All-Star Game is the best players in the world. They come together. They face off. I think one of my favorite not home run derby, but All-Star Game memories is leading off in Cincinnati. I believe it was 2015. You see Zach Greinke on the mound, Mike Trout at the plate to lead off the game. That was in Zach Greinke's one of his best years of his career. Trout takes a mopo for a homer to start the game. That's just a moment that you never forget as a baseball fan. Forget, like, take the Cardinals out of it. That's just an awesome baseball moment, right? That's what the All-Star Game creates, and you have the best of the best going at it. And, you know, we've seen a lot of players kind of not play in these types of games as it's, you know, become 2023, 2024, 2025. A lot of players are looking to take these times to rest up and get ready for the second half, but it's still the best players in the game, at least the majority of them. And I just think you have to cherish and enjoy every time these guys get together.
Well, Kyle, don't turn your microphone off just yet, because on the other side of the break, we're going to continue this Cardinals chat and discuss a little bit of the results of our ongoing poll. So maybe not the results, the current polling of our ongoing poll, though the numbers have stabilized. I think it's unlikely they're going to change a whole lot between now and when the poll closes at the end of the show at 8 o'clock. And then in your mind, what the Cardinals need to do over the next, let's say, 7 to 14, or I guess at most 16 days to help you make up your mind on how you want them to approach this deadline. And if you want to get your thoughts in, you will get priority over Kyle Sixto, but only if you call 314-436-7900 in the next 5 or 6 minutes. Cardinals chat continues after this. Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Nate Gatterin for Matt Pauley during the All-Star break this week. The All-Star game and the Cardinals' lone representative in it, Brendan Donovan, get underway in just about 15 minutes. We'll be with you all the way until 8 o'clock with Graybar Sports Open Line this evening. Second hour, we're going to have plenty of soccer conversation, St. Louis City, and some of the continuing tweaks and additions, both official and reported, to the roster. Lutz Vandensteel continuing to tinker, continuing to make changes as City try to find a way to recapture the magic of that inaugural season, really the early part of the inaugural season. We'll talk to Tom Timmerman, who covers the club for the Post-Dispatch. We'll also talk U.S. soccer and sort of the U.S. soccer in the U.S. men's national team sense, and also U.S. soccer in this country sense with Bill McDermott after the U.S. men's national team's performance at the Gold Cup, after the Club World Cup finished up a couple of days ago in New York, and with an eye toward the World Cup coming to the United States next summer. But we're still finishing up our Cardinals chat right now, because we've been talking about the trade deadline. And I think really, I mean, there are other conversations to have, the sort of routine regular season conversations that we have about where things are, who's down, who's up, how the injuries are, all of those sorts of things. To me, the philosophy of this organization is what has been interesting over the last couple of years, and the way that the philosophy has changed and the way the Cardinals have accepted that if they were going to get out of kind of being in that perfectly fine but not great range of teams, maybe the number 8 to number 14 team in Major League Baseball, that range where generally, not last year, but generally you're not getting a very good draft pick, but you are qualifying for the playoffs and crashing out pretty quickly, that philosophy required changing, because not that it was their philosophy to be in that range, but their philosophies were leading them to that range, and accepting that they needed to do some retooling was a recipe to get out of that rut. And this year, even if they are overachieving, that's the mindset, the direction of the organization is still to point toward next season and the season after and beyond. And so how do you take these two things together? The Cardinals having overperformed expectations by any reasonable metric over the course of this year so far, not wanting to sell off pieces when you could qualify for the playoffs, not wanting to send as a result any kind of negative message to those younger players who would undoubtedly benefit from being part of a division race in September, from getting to play playoff baseball, even if it is just a handful of wild card round games on the road before elimination, against the need to put those younger players and the entire organization in the best position to contend for a World Series in the future. Because ultimately, that's what this has to come back to. That has to be the touchstone. Is the goal is not to make the playoffs. The goal is not even to win divisions. The goal is to compete for and ultimately win World Series championships. And right now, the Cardinals are not a trade deadline acquisition away. They're not even four trade deadline acquisitions away from being World Series contenders. That's not a criticism. It's just how it is, right? We knew that was going to be how it was this year. It doesn't mean the Cardinals aren't doing the right things right now to be World Series contenders as soon as is realistically possible. It just means that is not going to be 2025. So how much are you willing to sacrifice, if anything? My feeling would be I would not be willing to sacrifice anything beyond this year in order to do more contention. You might disagree. In fact, I think Kyle will at least disagree slightly, or at least not be ready to agree fully, and that is perfectly fine. You can reasonably disagree. I'm actually a little bit surprised by how many of you agree, even if in different words. Our Twitter poll was, what should the Cardinals do at the trade deadline? Buy, sell, not sure yet. 71% of the 436 of you who have voted say sell. 16% say buy, 13% say not sure yet. So, Kyle, my understanding is you were leaning toward not sure yet, which would put you in the smallest camp. How are you approaching that question right now?
I think I'm sitting at not sure yet because I at least want to see what happens in these 2 weeks, right? I want to see when it comes to July 31st, are we in possession of a playoff spot? And if you are, I can't really justify selling because if you're in a position, we've seen that once you get into the playoffs, once you get into the dance, you know anything can happen. We saw it in 2023 when the Rangers and the Diamondbacks faced off in the playoffs or in the World Series. And we saw it in 2011 when the Cardinals went all the way. I'm not at all saying that this is the 2011 Cardinals, but we've seen that anything can happen once you get in. I do lean sell. If I was going to go buy or sell, I do go sell because, like you said, we're not one trade deadline acquisition away from being a World Series contender. And that's the goal. As a fan, you shouldn't be satisfied with just a wild card appearance and getting bounced in that round. You should want to build a team that goes to the World Series and contends for that every single season, and that's what we're building towards beyond 2025. So that's what we're going towards. That's what I would want to, you know, save assets for. But, you know, if you are in possession of a playoff spot, I think we at least let it ride at the very least. So that's why I'm not 100% sell as of this moment.
We've gotten quite a few responses as well on social media. Cameron Beckner said, depends what the definition of sell is. Sell who? Helsley is pretty much the only one of value, and they may do that anyway, even if they're in it. I don't think I'd go as far as to say Helsley is the only one of value. At the very least, a couple of other names that Brad Thompson put out there, Phil Maton and Steven Matz, have value. I think Matz is diminished a little bit by, even though it's an expiring contract, it's a pretty significant one on the scale of the rental market. He's relatively expensive in terms of dollars, even if only for the last couple of months, because he's on a $12 million a year contract. But certainly those three guys are all of interest, and you could get legitimate returns for all three of them. In particular, Ryan Helsley, I think, has more value than the average Cardinals fan gives him credit for. Not that far removed from being a great, great reliever. I mean, we're talking about what? His trade market would have been red hot 6-8 months ago. I still think it's going to be pretty darn warm. I think Bill Burke, I think, makes a good point. He says this team has exceeded expectations, but they aren't a playoff team. They could be. They're only a game and a half out of being in the playoffs. I think the broader point there is they aren't a pennant or World Series contending team, and I think that's probably true no matter what. Aaron Ott, similar line, no way for the Cardinals to add enough to compete with the best team. They stated their aim this year was a soft reset, no need to deviate because of outperforming expectations by a few games. Adding a token arm or bat is what they've been doing the past 5 years without results. I think that's pretty fair as well. You know, I think outperforming expectations by a few games is a fun way to put it, too, because it kind of minimizes what they've done to this point. But it is also true that if you flip three wins into losses, they'd be below 500 by a game right now. And I don't think anybody would be talking about the possibility of them buying. On the other hand, if you flipped a few games positively out of this recent swoon and they were, let's say, 10, 11 games above 500, we might be having a different conversation, too, where people are very reluctant to sell, at least in that scenario. I think I might be reluctant to sell too. And if they were three games out of the division at the deadline, I might be more reluctant. Certainly if they were in first place, I wouldn't be interested in selling off anybody. I still don't know that I would be giving up much of value to buy. Maybe if I could make a cheap acquisition here and there. But I think in general, people sort of have the right approach, which is that they're not in a pennant and World Series contending position. My least favorite response was from Michael, who said, just happy it's Mo's final trade deadline. Michael, you should learn to think for yourself instead of just repeating things that you read other people say, or at least you should try to read what smarter people say before you repeat it. My favorite response, I think, was Jonathan Hart, who said, option four, yes. In only three words, I think he encapsulated what Mo's mindset probably is, which is, I'm going to sniff around and I'm going to see if I could do some of a bunch of things. I'm going to see if maybe I could trade Helsley and Maton and Mats and get prospect returns and open up innings for some guys in the bullpen. I also wouldn't be opposed to adding somebody if the right thing came along where some team was looking to shed a guy for whatever reason. I don't think he would be opposed to adding somebody who is controllable for at least one, if not two or more years beyond this one. So I really like that. It's kind of a creative response, and it communicated a lot, I think, if you have a sense of where the Cardinals are. It communicated a lot in just three words and a colon. So shout out to that response. That one is my favorite one from Jonathan Hart. You still have an hour and 53 minutes to vote in that poll if you would like to try to swing it in your direction or further widen the advantage that Sell has developed. Some St. Louis City talk coming up in our second hour. We'll circle back at the end to this Cardinals conversation as well. You're locked in on the Gray Bar Sports Open line. We're at the midway point. An hour still to come on the Voice of St. Louis, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.